Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into another hot topic?
Absolutely, let's do it.
So we're tackling this whole return to office debate, and specifically, we're looking at a piece from WebPro News about Amazon.
Yeah, it's about time someone dug into this. It's been the talk of, well, everywhere.
Right. You can't scroll for 5 seconds without seeing an article or opinion piece about it. And this one caught our eye because it's Amazon, right? I mean, we're talking about a massive player making a pretty bold move.
Huge company, huge impact. Their decisions tend to send ripples throughout the entire tech world and even beyond.
Totally. So to catch everyone up, the article dives into CEO Andy Jassy's decision to mandate a 5-day return to the office for corporate employees.
5 days. Wow. Okay, so no more flexibility, no more hybrid models, back to the old ways. It seems that way. And Jassy's reasoning is rooted in this idea of preserving company culture and fostering better collaboration. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, the article highlights this disconnect between what he's claiming and what the data actually shows.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Yeah, because there's not a whole lot of evidence out there supporting the idea that forcing everyone back to the office magically leads to better productivity.
Right. In fact, if I remember correctly, studies have shown that remote workers can be just as, if not more, productive.
Exactly. Some studies even suggest that they're up to 13% more productive.
And let's not forget about the whole quitting thing. Didn't that same study mention remote workers quit like 5 times less than those in the office 9 to 5?
They did, which begs the question, what's the real motivation behind this big push to get everyone back to their desks? And here's another layer to this whole thing. The article reminds us that Jassy himself previously said there was no hard data supporting RTO.
Interesting. So what's changed?
Right. And it's not just about the data points. This article does a good job of highlighting the contrast between Jassy's approach and what other tech giants are doing. Leaders like Dropbox's Drew Houston and Atlassian's Scott Farquhar, they're going in a totally different direction.
They've fully embraced remote work, haven't they?
Totally. And they're emphasizing trust in their employees, focusing on output and results, not just where the work gets done.
Didn't Houston have that great quote about it?
Yeah.
Something like, employees aren't resources to control.
He did. That's exactly what he said. So yeah, we've got this clash of leadership styles happening very publicly. It'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. It's almost like we're seeing a fundamental shift in how work is perceived, you know?
Absolutely. And the article touches on this too, kind of hinting at a generational divide. Some CEOs, it seems, are stuck in this pre-pandemic mindset.
While others are adapting, right, and evolving with the expectations of today's workforce.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, are they even thinking about things like the Great Resignation?
Right. Millions of people left their jobs. So many of them searching for what? Better work-life balance,
Yeah.
flexibility, autonomy over their time.
For sure. And this whole RTO push, it feels like it could reignite a lot of those frustrations.
Totally. I mean, think about it from an employee's perspective. You've had this taste of freedom and flexibility. Maybe you've proven you can be even more productive from home.
And now you're being told to drop it all and come back to the office 5 days a week. Tough sell.
It is a tough sell, and it raises a big question. Could this backfire on companies like Amazon in the long run? If they're pushing away top talent, are they really winning?
I don't know. It's a gamble for sure,
Yeah.
especially in such a competitive job market.
Right. And the article subtly brings up another factor, almost like a side note, Amazon's real estate holdings.
Ah, right. They went on that huge building spree. Makes you wonder.
It does, doesn't it? Is this whole RTO push also about justifying those investments?
Could be. I mean, it's all speculation, but it makes you wonder about their priorities. Shouldn't employee well-being and attracting top talent be higher on the list than just filling office space?
Absolutely. And speaking of priorities, there was this other point in the article that really struck me. It was about how RTO mandates can actually worsen existing inequalities in the workplace.
Oh, wow. How so?
Well, the article referenced a study that found RTO policies tend to disproportionately impact women and people of color.
I hadn't considered that. Why is that? I'm curious.
Yeah, it's a really important point. The study found that these groups often face greater challenges when it comes to things like childcare and elder care. So a rigid RTO policy could make it even harder for them to balance their work and personal responsibilities.
Wow, that adds a whole other layer to this whole debate.
It does, and it really highlights the need for companies to be a lot more mindful, a lot more inclusive in their decision-making processes. It's easy to get caught up in these big headlines about Amazon, especially if, you know, remote work is something you personally value.
For sure. But It is just one company, one data point in this whole evolving landscape of work.
Exactly. And thankfully, there are leaders out there, like we mentioned earlier, Houston, Farquhar, who are showing that, well, it doesn't have to be this way.
Yeah, their companies are doing pretty well, wouldn't you say?
Right. Not just surviving, but thriving. They seem to be attracting great talent, and all while embracing remote work, trusting their employees. It's a pretty powerful counter narrative to what we're seeing with Amazon.
It really makes you think, what does the future hold for companies that are slow to adapt, you know, to these changing expectations, these new ways of working?
Yeah, will they be able to attract the best people, stay competitive? It's a question worth pondering. And honestly, it's something for all of us to consider, not just as employees, but also as, well, consumers, right?
Absolutely. The way we work impacts everything.
It really does. So let's shift gears for a moment. Imagine you have Andy Jassy's ear for, say, 5 minutes. What would you tell him? What advice would you give him before he goes full steam ahead with this return to office mandate? What does he need to consider?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. It's a big decision with potentially big implications. And on that note, we're going to leave you all with that thought. What advice would YU give Andy Jassy? What aspects of the future of work do you think he might be overlooking? Keep those questions in mind as you navigate your own work lives. And hey, if you have any brilliant insights, we're all ears. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, keep diving deep.